Hello and welcome back to the Artisan Rogue Podcast. Number four. Okay, this one's kind of going to run the rant sort of zone. The reason being, I wasn't even going to actually cover this subject. What this is dealing with is the non-gender specific sort of thing that's going on with Target. I recently saw that it kind of fell out into the media and Target's getting a lot of heat and flack for this sort of thing. I can never understand this concept. And the thing is I wouldn't even have found out about this unless I had seen this one post that was on Facebook that had been retweeted by a friend of mine. And in that post, there was a woman that said, "Are you seriously not separating boy and girl toys? It's ridiculous." Well, an internet troll, you know, a guy that, you know, for those of you that don't understand what that terminology is, it's just somebody that just creates another, you know, account, maybe falsifies the name or whatever, the avatar, and goes on there and just starts having fun. Sometimes, more often than not, it's rude or derogatory or inflammatory. In this case, it was utterly hilarious. His response to it was, "We invite you to come separate our toys. We're just personally, we can't do it anymore, and it's just a lot of work." I found that to be so refreshing. He actually was left unchecked for almost 6 to 6.5 hours, I believe. It was insane. I couldn't believe that, you know, on Target's official page, nobody had stepped in to correct this guy. I mean, he had made up, you know, his own name handle on there. It wasn't his real name, and he had the Target logo as his icon. And that was some of the best humor I'd read in a long time. He was later interviewed by another website, and he said, you know, although he did agree with a lot of the things that Target was saying, he seemed like, you know, he had a more open mindset on this. He mainly did it to diffuse the situation and to throw some humor out there and try something funny. I can respect that. Nothing really wrong with that. Now, a lot of people might come back on that and say, well, these were people with genuine concerns. Yeah, sure, that's fine, and that's something to be concerned from a business standpoint, I would surmise. But the thing is, let's get to the root of this. We fought for so long throughout history, and when I say we, I'm talking about the human race in general. I like to try and lump us all into one thing because we've only got one planet we can really live on. And the more we become a world economy, the more interaction we're going to have with each other. But going back to things like the civil rights movement or women's suffrage or anything like that, we've always fought for more equality. We've always wanted more in the vein of being able to be treated as equals. I don't care if it had to do with the color of our skin, our age, whatever. And what really gets me is of all the hot button issues that could have come up, it's really parents and grandparents and various people getting so upset that there won't be a pink aisle anymore. So you won't know exactly what aisle to go down. That you might accidentally confuse your child by handing them an inappropriate toy. Now, unless you're shopping at a sex shop, which is a whole other world of toys, I don't think you can really screw that up. I mean, you really have to be a special kind of stupid to do that. And I don't mean to call these people stupid in that respect. What I mean is, come on, it's a toy. Lego is one of the most brilliant examples of this. Yes, they do have a toy line called Lego Friends. I collect it. I like kit bashing it and getting some of the pieces and parts from there to utilize in other custom pieces I have. And I also like the design and the overall look of it. I'm a toy collector. That's not outside of my normal realm of thought to do something like that. Doesn't mean anything about me personally, except for the fact that I can appreciate what the designers for that company did in this line. I like it. That's it. There's nothing more to it. Doesn't necessarily do anything to me as far as make me think this way or that way or whatever. And these people are definitely, you know, let's call out the elephant in the room. They're paranoid that if I were to buy these toys here that are G.I. Joes or they're Captain America and I give them to my daughter, she's going to turn out to be butch. She's going to be a homosexual woman. Really? Really? Chances are, more than likely, and this goes the other way too, you know, I mean, there's just as much paranoia, probably more in our machismo-laden country and the thought processes that we have, that if you go and buy boys, like an Elsa doll or something like that, because, you know, she was actually the most popular concept and aspect of Frozen. But if you go and buy that all of a sudden the boy is going to want to start dressing up in dresses and singing the song. And you know what? Everybody was singing that damn song. It's now stuck in my head just because I made reference to the damn thing. But here's the thing. That has nothing to do with it. ultimately, the influences in life, the way the person grows up, and the makeup in their own mind will dictate what they become. Yes, you can have influences from everything from your parents to your friends to faith to life experience. Those are the things that allow us to grow. But the moment you denigrate that, the moment you start to dismantle that and put it out there as, no, this is what this is. Why would you want to do that? When a child is young, that's the one time in life that they're allowed to have the most amount of freedom, the most amount of imagination, in the most proper respect anyway, I would say that. If you're a truly lucky child, you get it. You get that sort of freedom and that kind of fun. I mean, they've already got enough issues, growing, puberty, other things going on. Why would we as parents and uncles and aunts and grandparents, why would we want to put that on a kid and say, no, you got to play with this. It's pink. You're a little girl. You play with this. This has all the other colors of the rainbow, and you're going to play with this because you're a boy. Better yet, you know, make sure it's a damn tractor. You make sure this is a castle. It's insane. I keep saying that because the fact of the matter is that let me use a really good example of that. And it's one of the reasons why I'm somewhat infuriated with Disney. I know that Disney bought Marvel and Star Wars and Indiana Jones because they already had a mad, crazy, very legit portfolio of things that have to do for girls. It's the whole Disney princess line. But Black Widow and even Gamora, and I'm wondering what in the world will happen when they make a Captain Marvel movie. And we've already seen even with Agent Carter. They've been marginalized. In Disney's mind, they're still thinking like it's either the 60s or 70s. I don't know what they're thinking. But clearly these figures... this is no joke. 3-4 days ago, I was in Toys R Us and I was looking. I was looking for a Black Widow figure because... although I do collect Hot Toys, the high-end ones from Hong Kong, I can't really justify at this point in time spending $200, no matter how fantastic the action figure of Black Widow is that looks just like Scarlett Johansson. Can't justify that. So I was looking, I was like, okay, maybe there's a smaller one I can review or talk about or something like that. And I couldn't find one. I really couldn't find one. Now, whether or not that's the collectors coming out and grabbing them as quickly as they could or doing whatever they needed to do to kind of, you know, hold those things back for later trade, usage, whatever, that's beside the point. The fact is that for a long time, many toy companies have always shortchanged the pack ratio, whether it's 8, 12, 10, whatever, that might be of action figures in a box. You might just get one villain, and you might just get one female character. And if you don't believe me, just go look. Go look at when any store cuts open those boxes, and you'll see them. Walmart, Target, whatever. Toys R Us. Or even talk to the employees there that are really into it, or any other collector, you'll see what I'm talking about. The sad thing is that Scarlett Johansson's character is probably one of the most positive and powerful characters that have come along in a long time. It's a sad thing that she won't get a standalone movie, and I say that only because of the fact that their parent company is Disney. Sure, Marvel is left to a certain amount of autonomy, but it's just not going to happen. And the main reason is because it goes against a lot of what they believe. And there's a lot of people in our society that still think that way. That, yeah, she's cool. It's kind of eye candy and the side thing. Now, even in Marvel's comic history, she's always been a standout character. She's always been an interesting character and had a lot to offer. The problem is that she's kind of one of those aspects. She's not going to be in the boys' aisle. And if anything, I'm surprised they didn't end up trying to turn her into a Disney princess. I'm fairly certain that a lot of her fans probably would have ignited torches and burned down Disneyland at some point in time because of it. It's really sad to see that sort of a thing with so many other things happening where you are seeing, you know, more representation of minorities or maybe even, you know, more gender-neutral approaches to other aspects, you know, in the different multimedia aspects that are coming out from Marvel and other companies. It's really sad to see this sort of thing still happening. Now, I don't really know if there's an answer to this aside from the fact that there's probably going to have to be some people in that company that are going to have to either drop dead, quite frankly, or get let go, and new blood is going to have to come into Disney. And it is changing. I mean, considering back with the Song in the South sort of days with Disney, they've come a long way. But that's really not saying that much considering how much other companies have moved forward. The problem is, the bigger the company, the harder it is to steer in a direction. Because it's death by committee. Everyone has a little bit of say in it. Everybody. And that goes from micromanagers to mid-managers, you name it. They've all got some say in it. And the more people involved in those sort of decisions, the only real people that end up gaining anything are the stockholders and the people up top. Because let me tell you, it doesn't really trickle down to the rest of the people. Sure, maybe on the wide end, it's great to be able to say we have the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's great to be able to say that there's all these other great toys out there and these sort of things. But the truth is that to see this many people getting back to the original concept and the original argument that I was talking about here, to see people get that upset about that sort of thing, when there's so many other things wrong with our society in general, from indifference to homeless people to, you know, marginalizing the worth of, you know, a female at work. You know, most of the time they're going to be paid, and I'm guessing here, probably at 60 or 70% what a male would be paid. It's not fair. I've seen plenty of illustrators and graphic designers and musicians that were female that don't get the respect, don't get the pay, and don't get the opportunities that guys do. I'm not even sure why that happens. Because I would imagine, and I look up to many of them with respect, with admiration, and with an ear for learning. And it's a shame that more people can't do that sort of thing. I mean, I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. When I was younger, I certainly marginalized a lot of people that way as well. And when I was younger, yeah, you wouldn't have caught me dead in the pink aisle of a toy store. But as I've gotten older, I realize, you know, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It's how you interact with whatever children are in your life and how you bring about the message of, look, not a big deal. Call it a phase, call it normal, call it whatever you want to call it. Just don't call it wrong. Because here's the thing. Maybe there isn't really anything wrong with it, and here's why. Maybe if you make that effort and you allow your son to perhaps play with a Barbie doll house or play with something that's more female-oriented, someday, whenever he gives you grandchildren, and they all happen to be female, he might be a little bit more understanding or a little more open or maybe be able to relate. Flip side, if it's a boy playing with girl toys, making friends with girls, maybe a little more respect creeps into it. And take that from me. I worked in some of the worst places, bars and things like that, and I've seen how people treat each other. I see how that's something that's learned. That's something that was ingrained from childhood. And if not, it's maybe a more recent thing, but it's still influenced from other people around them. Anyway, sorry to weigh in so heavily on this sort of thing. It's just something that I really couldn't let go. So I'll be back with the podcast again next week. Not really sure yet. I'm still kind of juggling a few things, and I'm looking to hopefully maybe get some guest artists or something along the line, or some other interviews or something like that. I'm not really sure where this is going to evolve, but I'm having a lot of fun doing these things. I thank you so much for the people that have been listening to these podcasts. And yes, I did take some notes. You know, and Tom, I want to, this is Dr. Tom Shires. Thank you so much. Yes, I hope this is a little bit more energy compared to the first ones I did. I think the first ones I was just a little bit nervous. And it's kind of weird because I'm just in my studio here by myself doing these things. But thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you so much for, you know, for also talking to me at my last recent show here at Kansas City Comic Con, which was a blast. If you haven't checked it out, please check out the coverage that I did of it on my website, www.theartistandrogue.com. Great show, fantastic show here in Kansas City. It was its inaugural year. Can't say enough good things about it. So again, thank you so much for listening. I'm Mario Moore, The Artist in Rogue, and I'll see you next time.